We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
By Max Schreiber, the Golf Channel. Never met him. Because I've sort of fixated on this one topic, and it's perfect. And the title of the piece is How the Travelers Championship Overcame Turmoil and Became a PGA Tour Staple. And we talked with Jason, we're going back to when Cannon dropped it, and it was basically off the calendar, got lucked into get back on the tour, and it finally got the Travelers to come in and save the tournament, and they got one of the worst dates in the calendar, but somehow have made it work. So I want to bring in Max Schreiber from the Golf Channel and to talk about the piece a little bit. First of all, Max, you went to Quinnipiac, right? Are you from Connecticut, or you just came from out of state to go to Quinnipiac?
No, so and thanks very much for having me on. This is the first radio hit I've ever done. So.
I know. Well, this is what we do. We pay it forward. I mean, I was in your shoes 20 years ago, so this is the fun stuff. This is where the fun begins.
Absolutely, indeed. So, no, I'm not from Connecticut. I'm from Mahwah, New Jersey, in Bergen County, right northeastern New Jersey, right outside of New York City. But, yep, I did go to Quinnipiac, lived in Hamden for 4 years, and, had a chance to, really enjoyed my time in the state. Maybe one day, I'll be back living here. But, that kind of helped me get the idea for this piece because, I'm fortunate to go to Quinnipiac. I was able to see the energy that the Travelers Championship brings to the state every single year. And, I wanted to learn more about it and how it became one of the premier events on the PGA Tour.
Now, what I want to ask, first of all, Mahwah, I just remember because I lived in Blairstown for a number of years, and I just think of Mahwah as that exit where 287 goes if I want to hit the tap and Z. It's always on that sign. So I've never been to Mahwah, but I've seen it a million times.
Nothing too special.
Listen, but, the way I put it to Jason, because Jason, when he worked at ESPN, spent a lot of time in state, is that, we tend, because we don't have a lot of big professional teams and so on in Connecticut, and we have a lot of pride about saving this tournament. I didn't know if our perspective was skewed, and so my thing is, it really viewed as a really successful event, and do the players, do they legitimately, because they all say they love it every week wherever they are, and I'm trying to read the sincerity and authenticity of it, and you're here to tell me that it's real.
Yeah, absolutely. And last year I had an opportunity to cover the event for the first time, or that was actually my first time at the event, whether or not I was covering it or there as a spectator. And I really was just kind of wondering to myself, how are, five of the top 10 players in the world here? I mean, last year, the U.S. Open was at Torrey Pines in San Diego. So in order to get here to Connecticut, they had to travel, over 3,000 miles, where this year it was in Brookline. Although when I had an opportunity to talk to Nathan Group, the Travelers Championship Tournament Director, last week, he did say something that was interesting to me. He said, it doesn't matter where the U.S. Open is played. We're always going to get about the same strength of field. The only difference is this year, because it is in Boston, the players do commit earlier. So Rory McIlroy, for example, he said committed in like October. He told Nathan, hey, I'm going to be in Brookline for the U.S. Open, so I'm definitely coming here, the week after. But I was just kind of thinking to myself, how did this tournament come into fruition? How are the world's best here, every single year? This tournament has been on the PGA Tour calendar since 1952, and the fans really, really love it. And even last year, there was a limited amount of spectators allowed because of COVID, and it still felt, and even I was at Liberty National last year. I watch every PGA Tour event on television, and it just seemed like even with the limited crowd last year, the energy at TPC River Highlands was phenomenal. So I was really trying to think to myself, how, and Scottie Scheffler in his press conference the other day said that as well. He said last year, even with a limited crowd, you wouldn't have known that there was a limited crowd unless somebody told you that. So I really wanted to figure out, how did this tournament get to where it is? And, talking to different people, talking to different players, it really just seems like everybody loves the tournament. The relationship that the tournament and the board of directors has with the players is, is top notch, and that's why every single year there's a super lucrative field in Cromwell.
Yeah, Nathan Grube, I mean, you know, he gives me a lot of party line talking points when he comes on, but man, that guy works so hard, and it's amazing what you have to do to constantly steward these relationships with these players and their agents and everybody else. It's really like a constant struggle. We're talking with Max Schreiber from the Golf Channel, Quinnipiac grad, making his radio debut. The piece is available on golfchannel.com, how the Travelers Championship overcame turmoil and became a PGA Tour staple. And, you know, it's a fun topic. And now I'm going to sort of put you on the spot, Max, you know, and I know, you know, you're sort of new to giving your opinion on this, but again, this is just opinion. We're speculating. We're talking about it. I talked with Jason about this as well. What is from your perspective, and you're younger than both Jason and myself, on this whole LIV Golf versus PGA Tour thing?
Well, it really is wild, and I was listening to Jason just previously before I hopped on, and it's really, you know, to me, it is sad in a way, because, you know, we all love golf, and there really is a fracture in the sport. And this week, you know, last year when I was here at the Travelers, I was watching Dustin Johnson. I was watching Brooks Koepka. They were actually in a threesome together last year on Thursday and Friday with Tony Finau. So a lot of those big names are not there. Phil Mickelson, of course, not here. So, you know, those guys' results haven't been great this year. And I guess you can say that they are on the back end of their career. Brooks is kind of up in the air. You know, he's constantly ravaged by injuries, but it is sad to see a lot of these players, just, you know, me as a sports fan and as a golf fan, to see them go to this other tour that is essentially paying them with blood money. So, you know, I am hoping that I'm optimistic though that the PGA Tour will come out of this better. We already saw Jay Monahan's press conference the other day on Wednesday, you know, unveiling different things that the PGA Tour is going to do. And I do believe that although some of those things, like altering the FedEx Cup playoffs, have been in the works for maybe a number of years, I do believe that it is a direct response to LIV Golf and trying to make the PGA Tour the best place to play for the world's best players. But one thing quickly that was going back 2 weeks ago, when after the first LIV Golf event was happening in London on Thursday, you know, I love Thursday. I love when whatever PGA Tour event is going on that week, watching Thursday, getting into the event, seeing, you know, how the event is kind of going to shape up. And when they were in Canada 2 weeks ago on Thursday, to me at least, it felt like there was kind of a black cloud hovering over that tournament. Not to steal Brooks Koepka's words of what he said at the U.S. Open last week, but it just felt like for the first time really in history, or at least the first time in my life, the golf's world's eyes were not on
that
PGA
place. Yeah, unfortunately, we got to run, Max. It's great to make the connection. Maybe we'll catch up again, and I'll keep an eye on stuff that comes up. Max Schreiber with the Golf Channel. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks very much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Great, no problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.